Come on in, people. Take a breath. Oh my goodness. Breathe in. Gently in through the mouth. No, gently in through the nose. That's what it is. Gently through the nose. Breathe in and then gently out through the mouth. And you'll notice these candles on the screen. Leo provides these wonderfully lit candles every month when I meditate. And because I fear, you know, so many meditations, we're always being asked to close our eyes. But with a candle meditation, a lit candle, we can leave our eyes open and focus on the flickering flame, as it were, to observe this, just to be, you know, an in-breath, God is. And on the out-breath, I am. So to have that thought, God is. I am. God is because God is. And because God is, I am. Years ago, this became my meditation. So today, I invite you to let it become your meditation as you just observe the candle flame. There's no opinions, there's no judgments necessary. If you find yourself thinking about the flames or the pine cones or even the jar, gently bring yourself back to the thought on the in-breath, God is. On the exhale, I am. On the in-breath, God is. On the out-breath, I am. Let's just be silent with that mantra as it is. God is. I am. Let's go on in and just observe the flickering flames as you have the thought. God is. I am. God is. I am. Because God is, I am. If we wanted to complete that, we could say God is good. And because God is good, I am good. A good that is eternal. It has no beginning. It has no end. It is not based on a feeling. It is not based on a behavior. It's based on my relationship to God. Because God is, I am. God is, I am. And therefore it is settled. So, begin to bring our focus back here to this sanctuary we call unity. And as we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, and aware of the good that has just taken place, so that we may say thank you and amen. Let's listen to Kenneth with one of my favorite songs and think about what this lyric means to you as he sings it.
Look twice at you. until I see the Christ in you. I'm gonna look twice at you. Until I see the Christ in you. When I'm looking through the eyes of love. When I'm looking through the eyes of love. When I'm looking through the eyes of love. When I'm looking through the eyes, I'm gonna look twice at you. Until I see
Isn't that beautiful? That lyric thrills me a lot. And I remember the first time I heard that song, Tim Timmons, I think, is the artist who has it on YouTube. And I think he wrote it as well. But I'm going to look twice at you until I see the Christ in you. It's a tough one. Because I think a lot of us don't yet, we're not yet ready to see the Christ in everybody. I mean, imagine if certain people that we think are just the worst people ever suddenly had an epiphany, a divine awakening. And they said to us, please look at me till you see the Christ in me. Imagine that that is the request of someone that you hate or fear or really revile. Oh, there's a good word, revile. And you were able to say to them, buena giornata. Buena giornata. May have a good day. Truly, I wish you a good, good, blessed day. All days are good because all days are God. So all days are inherently good. I just thought I'd throw my little bit of Italian in there. Buena giornata. Giornata, I think that is. Have a good day. Because to begin to look at that, do I want everybody to have a good day? And what is a good day except a day of peace, a day of joy, a day of God realization? That's a good day. That's a great day. But in the inherently good day. And am I willing to let all beings have what we would call good day, a day of awakening, a day of peace, a day of joy? Am I even willing for myself to have it today? You know, some days I get hooked, I get into something, I get attached to a thought that is less than divine, that is less than loving, that is less than joy filled. And I really get committed to it. You know, you find somebody you don't care for, you don't like their behaviors or whatever, and suddenly you are hooked. You're hooked, and you got to talk about what's wrong with this person to this one or this one or this one. And I'm not even talking about somebody you hate or I hate. I'm talking about somebody I just find extremely annoying. And so to look at that and think, I don't experience myself as happy, joyous, and free when I think about that. And there's a couple I'm holding on to because I find it very entertaining to think of them as less than a God being in its own way. But the truth is, I want to become willing. I truly want to become willing that I see myself, I see you, and I see all beings as Christ beings. What is a Christ being except an awakened being? What is Christ? The anointed one. It's not just Jesus. Jesus didn't even know the word Christ. Today was one of the first times I've led a meditation where I didn't start it with the Christ in me is awake now. And, you know, normally I always do that, but I just went right for, I'm going to look twice at you till I see the Christ in you. So if you're looking in the mirror at this point or later, and you look right in that mirror and you say, I'm going to look twice at you until I see the Christ in you. So you're going to wait until you see the Christ in yourself. And so you look in the mirror and you don't start with, oh, the skin or the hair or the eyes, what's wrong with me? No, you start right away. I'm going to look twice at you until I see the Christ in you. Hi, God. Hi, God. And I'm going to look twice at you until I see the Christ in you. And then if you need to turn on the news, you do it insisting, I'm going to look twice at you until I see the Christ in you. And you open up your phone and you want to look at the news and what have you. I'm going to look twice at you until I see the Christ in you. You know, to look at all news, I'm going to look twice at you until I see the Christ in you. Buona giornata, have a good day. Buona giornata, have a good day. You say that to the people in the news. Buona giornata, have a good day. You look at yourself in the mirror. Buona giornata, have a good day. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I truly do. I mean, no offense to the Italian language. But buona giornata. Buona giornata. Have a good day. Giornata. Have a good day. And so to think about that, I'm willing that all beings have a good day. And good is not conditional. It's the way that it is. When I wish myself or you that you have a good day, it means an awakened day. I'm willing that the Christ be awakened in your conscious mind today so that it is blatantly visible to your whole being. So that when I look at myself, I see the Christ being that is me. When I look at you, I see the Christ being that is you. And I'm willing that this Christ being that is me is able to be seen for anybody who wants to. That to me is an ideal day. That is a good day. And so to look at that, mentioned that we were peace-filled, you know, with all this going on in the world right now. And one of those talks I did last week, I think it was at Fiesole. I talked about peace. I think it was Fiesole. It doesn't matter. I was sitting in an amphitheater. I'm pretty sure that's when I was talking about it. And looking at, you know, let it begin with me. Let it begin with me. Let there be peace in earth and let it begin with me. That's what the song says. That's not, as I keep saying, it's not an indication that the service is over. It's an indication. Let there be peace on earth or in earth, as Charles Fillmore said, and let it begin in me. That my day is peace filled. Because let's just remember that as we look at our world, and we certainly hear about the stuff going on between the factions in the Middle East. But I'll tell you, there's those kind of wars going on in households all across America, all around the world. There's people beating each other up. There's people character assassinating. There's people just hating on other people because they hate on themselves. And would we be willing that all factions have a good day in all everywhere, rather than holding out on even one person? I think that's a fantastic idea. We wouldn't even hold out on one single person to have a good day. And that's going to take some work for us, because if you begin to think about, well, this person I'm willing, well, yeah, I could be willing for this person. Yeah, I could be willing for this person. Oh, but not this person. No, please don't ask me. Please don't ask me to wish this person a good day. I'm too invested in how much I hate them. I'm too invested in the wrongs I think they have done. I'm too invested. And if I release that, then I will waste an investment before it pays off. And I say, I know if we do it, we will have an even greater payoff. Our investment in peace and joy will pay off way more than our investment in resentment and thinking we're right. And so this any kind of commitment to just keep it, oh no, buona giornata, have a good day. Have a peaceful day. Have a light-filled day. I'm going to read this little piece from the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. You know, I like this book so much. If you don't know, because maybe some of you have never heard me before, but now you know, I really like this book. It's called the Holy Spirit's Interpretation of the New Testament. It was, channeled by a woman named Regina Dawn Akers. And it takes you Matthew through, Revelation. How many of you wanted to scream that at me and you know, I couldn't hear you? But this comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And it says here, your viewpoint is everything. The way you look at the world determines the world you see. Sorry, I thought I heard something. Therefore, it is time for you to look carefully at the way you look at the world. It is time to realize that you are the maker of all that you see. Peace is the guiding light that you must follow as you learn to look within the mind, for it is peace that leads you to the recognition of truth. And it is lack of peace that reminds you that you are not following your way. Peace is your guide, because in peace you accept the power of God as it is, and you enjoy its flow. Peace is gentle gratitude. Peace is love for all that is. So let's remember, though, that the end of war does not bring peace. Peace brings the end of war. Peace, however, oh, this itch. I don't know what's going on. I'm not at peace as long as I am itchy. And I was surrounded by mosquitoes, especially. Not important. Not important at all. Peace. Peace. See the distraction that we can use to peace? I can use an itch here to distract me from my peace, from my good, from the love I know that is God, and therefore I know that is myself. I'll use so many distractions, the resentments, everything. Peace is the end of war. Peace is the end of conflict, or at least the ability to work through it. The end of war will not bring peace. The end of war will just make space for another war. Until we are willing to allow ourselves to live in peace, how are we going to have a good day? How are we going to have the best day ever? Until we say, I say yes to peace today. I say buona giornata to me and to you. I declare a good day is here. It's already ordained. Only friends call me on my phone today. Only friends send me emails today. I have friends in the news, and they need my prayers of love. And they need me to see them as they actually are. They need me to see them in truth. And so when you think of what's going on in the world, ask your highest self to think it in truth, meaning that which has no opposite. Ask yourself to see what is rather than what is not. And so, yes, I say to both of us today, buona giornata. And I also say ciao, ciao. Thank you. Let's listen to Kenneth again. Kenneth Gartman.